This is still be what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
This is Wretched Radio, and that is a 7-second description that summarizes the whole shebang of the new world that you are living in, Christian. Oh, for the good old days when we lived in a post-Christian world. Do you remember when it was fun to live in a post-truth society? We are now dwelling in a post-reality realm. Romans 1 describes what happens to a nation that abandons God. It is a descent. Down, down, down it goes, becoming further removed from God, further removed from truth, and thus further removed from reality. And if you have ever wanted to hear a pithy summary of why it is we are experiencing what we are seeing in our culture, then you can thank Jerry Nadler, congressman who also heads up the Judiciary Committee, no small assignment, in debating something called the Equality Act. I believe that Jerry Nadler described well what is going on in our world. We do not care what God thinks. We have no desire to hear his opinion.
What any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
Thank you, sir. That was plenty pithy. He was responding to a congressman from Florida who had the audacity to quote the Bible.
It's not clothing or personal style that offends God, but rather the use of one's appearance to act out or take on a sexual identity different from the one biologically assigned by God at birth. In his wisdom, God intentionally made each individual uniquely either male or female. When men or women claim to be able to choose their own sexual identity, they are making a statement that God did not know what he was doing when he created them. I'm going to quote directly from Dr. Tony Evans' commentary Bible on this passage of Scripture. Men and women equally share in bearing the image of God, but he has designed them to be distinct from and complementary toward one another. The gender confusion that exists in our culture today is a clear rejection of God's good design. Whenever a nation's laws no longer reflect the standards of God, that nation is in rebellion against him and will inevitably bear the consequences. And I think we are seeing the consequences of rejecting God here in our country today. And this bill speaks directly against what is laid out in Scripture. Our government, through this bill, is going to redefine what a woman is and what a man is. It can be anyone who identifies in that gender.
Here it comes.
Mr. Stubbe, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
It doesn't matter if Jerry Nadler claims to be religious or not. The point is, he is clearly expressing what you and I are experiencing. We live in a society and leadership predominantly has no concern about what God thinks. No concern about what the Bible says. And so it is, we are experiencing the consequences of godlessness.